You know, especially if you're trying to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go run before work, and it's the middle of winter, so it's, you know, 10 degrees outside and there's ice on the roads, and like, you know, all you want to do is just sleep in. Episode 304 of the Diz Runs With podcast is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip: stop riding the motivation roller coaster. Hey guys, I know I've talked about Patreon before as a great way for you to help to kind of support the continued growth and evolution of the show. And those of you that have taken part and become patrons, it's very much appreciated. And you know, one of the things that you kind of get is a little bit of special access, a little bit of behind the scenes type of stuff, kind of the insight and the information. And I kind of dropped a little bombshell yesterday to the people on Patreon. So change is coming. Change is coming. The show's not going away, promise you that. But there's a little change coming probably in the next few weeks. So, you know, if you want that kind of backstage information and, you know, some behind the scenes photo shoots and who knows, I mean, I'm looking for some ways to continue to, you know, give a little bit more to those who are giving a little bit to me. So, if that's something that you might be interested in doing, head over to patreon.com/dizruns and, you know, pledge a buck a month or a couple bucks or, you know, whatever you think the show might be worth, you know, $5 a month, the price of a Starbucks, like that would be great. And that gets you all the backstage information you could ever want. So, just check it out. If that's something that speaks to you, that would be great. And if not, obviously no big deal. So, today I want to talk a little bit about the motivation roller coaster, and it's something that I know I've experienced. You know, there's days that running feels so easy. You know, all I want to do from the moment I wake up until the moment I go to bed is to go out and get a run in. And, you know, I finish a run and I typically an hour later want to go back again. You know, there's just something about just sometimes in our lives when the motivation to run is there, and it is there in full force. And we almost have to force ourselves to not run, you know, because of our other responsibilities of life. But then there's the other end of that spectrum where there's some days that it's a struggle to get out the door and go for a run. You know, life is crazy. There's just, you know, there's the time crunch, and sometimes there's just the motivation. Like, we just don't feel like it. And it's not that we don't like running, but we just don't, you know, for that day, that week, that month, we're just not feeling it. So what do you do when you're in that situation? How do you, you know, figure out a way to find the motivation, to come up with the motivation to get yourself going, to get out there and get your runs in? And that was the discussion earlier this week on the monthly webinar that I do with the members of the Coterie. A few people have been struggling with motivation for a couple of reasons. And so we took a kind of a deep dive into looking at what some of the reasons that are that, you know, what some of the more common reasons are that runners may struggle with motivation and how to help overcome that. And so I want to give you kind of the Cliff's Notes version of that chat today, kind of a couple of the highlights. And hopefully if motivation issues are something that you struggle with, or at least have struggled with in the past, and I believe it's something that we all struggle with at some point, you know, you can kind of tuck these nuggets away for when you're in that situation where you're at the bottom of the trough and you just don't want to run. And here are some ways to help kind of overcome that lack of motivation. So one of the more common reasons that I've seen from runners and experienced myself as well. So this, you know, this isn't just things I've seen, but definitely something that I've experienced, is that after a race, there's kind of a vacuum that kind of sucks up the motivation. So if you know, you train for a race for months, you know, maybe a race has been on your calendar for 6 months, 8 months, a year, you know, and you've been, you know, lining up for this race. This is the race, whether you're aiming for a PR, whether it's a new distance, whether it's just a cool, you know, a destination type of race or a racecation or just a bucket list race that's been on your list for years. You finally have a chance to run that race. So you're having no problem with your motivation leading up to that. You get up in the mornings, the alarm goes off at 3:30 on a Saturday morning, and you're up and you're ready to go. You have your coffee, you're out the door, you're getting your training miles in. No struggle with motivation when you've got that big target in front of you that you're aiming towards. But once you get to the finish line, all of a sudden, that guiding light, that thing that you're attracted to, this big race, is no longer there to kind of pull you, to give you that little nudge to get dressed and get going, and get out the door. So all of a sudden now you don't have that motivation. So what do you do? If you're somebody that's really driven by having a race on your calendar, and I certainly am, I think the easiest thing to do is sign up for another race. And that doesn't have to mean that you have to sign up for another big race. You know, if it was a marathon, you don't have to always have a marathon on your calendar. You know, you can sign up for just a local 5K. And you know, I'm not one to necessarily recommend the 5K with what my dislike is for that race distance. But, you know, I mean, maybe there's an organization in town that's doing a small little low-key fundraiser. And you just, you know, go, hey, this is a chance to have a race to force me to kind of get the ball rolling again. And it's for a good cause, something that I believe in. So you do it, you know, and which is pretty much the only reason that I run a 5K anymore. But, you know, just having that on the calendar, knowing that, hey, this is a race, you know, this is a chance to really open it up and to have that little extra oomph for, you know, that is missing on a training run or a tempo run or something like that. That can be the motivation that kind of just gets you over the edge. And now you're back into the routine. You had that little, that race experience, that little bit of a extra incentive. And now you're back, you know, and now you're able to most days not have that struggle with motivation. But I definitely think having a race on your calendar, if you're a race person, I know some of you guys don't really care for racing. You run for reasons beyond the times and the distances, and that's fine. But if you're a race person, having a race on the calendar can be a great way to help with, you know, that low point of motivation and bring that back up for you. Another suggestion or another situation, I guess, not a suggestion, but another situation when people struggle with motivation is when they're dealing with an injury. So that could be an injury that prevents you from running completely, or that could be an injury that's just kind of a nagging thing, like a nagging bout of plantar fasciitis or something like that, that isn't bad enough that you can't run, but it's bad enough that you can't, you know, do maybe some hard workouts, or it's just annoying. It just is you know, pain in the foot, literally, that you can't seem to shake. And it's just like, you know, why do I want to keep running when this is hurting all the time? You know, when you're in that kind of a situation, I think that instead of focusing on your running, you should change your focus a little bit and, you know, find the motivation to solve the problem. So if it's something that you can't run with completely, you know, just an injury that you absolutely cannot run, what can you do to help to fix the link, fix whatever was broken that caused that problem? So can you do some strength training? Can you do some stretching, some yoga, some core work, something to, you know, shore up the weak links so that once you're recovered and you're able to get back out there and run, that you're not as susceptible to a re-injury, to a recurrence of that injury. What can you do to maintain your fitness? So maybe you can't run, or maybe you can't do all the speed work that you would like to do, but can you do a bike workout? Can you get in the pool and go swim? You know, what things do you have access to, and what things can you do that aren't going to make your particular situation any worse? And trying to focus instead of on the fact that you can't run and being kind of, you know, woe is me about it, which is natural and certainly something that I've struggled with and most people have probably struggled with as well. How can you shift that focus and you know, find the motivation to keep training, to maintain your fitness, to shore up those weak links so that once you're able to get back to running again, you know, you can go forward without missing too much, without, you know, having too much of a drop in your performance at that point. So obviously there's a lot of variables there, but if you can switch your focus a little bit, that can help you to maintain that motivation or find some motivation to keep going when you can't run because of an injury. And then the last kind of reason I think that a lot of people struggle with motivation, and again, I've been here and I've talked to many runners that have been here, is there just becomes times when running just kind of sucks. You know, running can get stale. Again, maybe you don't have a race on the calendar. Maybe you're not seeing much improvement. You feel like you've kind of flatlined and hit a plateau. And when that happens, like it's just not a lot of fun sometimes, you know, especially if you're trying to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go run before work and it's the middle of winter. So it's, you know, 10 degrees outside and there's ice on the roads. And like, you know, all you want to do is just sleep in, just stay in bed. Like, who cares? This sucks. Why am I doing this? This sucks. I've been there. And for me, what hands down, what works best when I'm in that situation is to try not to fight it. Don't fight the fact that my motivation is low and my attitude about running is kind of low. When I find myself in that situation, I look at the calendar and I pick a date somewhere, you know, 4 to 6 weeks away and circle it and I just say, I am not going to run until this day. And I'll tell you what, by about, you know, halfway to that point, somewhere in 2 to 3 weeks, I am chomping at the bit to get back to running. But I've committed to myself that I'm not going to run until, you know, whatever day that is, and I stick with it. You know, I'll do other things. I'll do the bike. I'll do some strength training, yoga, whatever it might be. But I will not run. And in that case, every time I've gotten to that point, man, absence makes the heart grow fonder, y'all. And as soon as I have a chance to lace them back up, I'm back at it, and I can't wait to go. I can't wait for my next run. Like that motivation issue is gone for a long time. That staleness of running is gone for a long time. So sometimes you just need to step away, you know, step away for a couple of days, you know, if you don't have it too bad, but you just start to realize that you're not really excited about running right now, step away. Maybe mix it up a little bit if you can. You know, try a different training style. Maybe go change your location, drive a little ways to get to a new town, go run in a new city. Go to a state park, get on the trails. If you normally run in town, go get on the trails. If you normally run the trails, head to the roads. You know, just do something different. Add a little variety, a little spice to life. Spice things up before you have to kind of step away completely. But that can, you know, just a little change in routine can be enough to add some motivation to the, you know, get you motivated again to get after it. So those are a few ways. And I think that the biggest thing you can do, and I'm just going to leave on this, is to really analyze and really answer the question of why do you run? Why do you do it? Deep down, what is the reason that you run? You know, if you're thinking, well, I run to help lose weight, or I run because I got some friends that run and I like to just hang out with them, like that's fine. But those are kind of more surface reasons. And those aren't going to be the type of reasons that when you are really struggling with motivation are going to get you out the door. But if you can really dig down and really find the reasons that you run, kind of like I talked about in my speech at Running with the Bears and what I shared on episode 299 of the show, if you can really find that reason, that real answer, deep down, emotional gut reason why you run, that helps. That helps in a big way to, you know, not eliminate the lack of motivation completely, but it makes those dips much shallower and much easier to overcome. You know, I run because it makes me a better person. And if I don't feel like running for a couple of days, all I have to do is remember that the reason I do it is to be a better person. And I want to be a good person. I want to be a good husband, a good dad, a good podcaster, a good citizen of the world. And I don't want to be complacent. I want to get better every day. And one of the things that I do that helps me to be a better person is to run. And that may sound ridiculous, but I can explain it to you if you want me to. But that's one of the things I do. So when I struggle with my motivation, all I have to do is remember that, and my motivational issues are gone, and I'm lacing them up and heading out the door and getting some miles in. So that's where I want to leave things off today. If you're struggling with motivation, you got to figure out a way to create it or change your focus a little bit, and sometimes that can help too. But if you have any questions on motivation, let me know. Let me know. I'd love to talk with you more about it and try to help you kind of get over that hump and get off the motivation roller coaster. And just enjoy running again. That's the key. We got to love this thing. And when we stop loving it, it's time to take a little break and find that joy in our sport again. So show notes for this episode, dizruns.com/304. And again, if you want to support the show on Patreon, it's much appreciated. Dizruns or patreon.com/dizruns. And you get some inside scoop. Changes are coming, y'all. Changes are coming, and the patrons know what it is already. So with that, have a great rest of the day. Have a great Friday if you're listening to this on the day that the episode comes out. And if you're in the United States and you listen to this on the day that it comes out, or, you know, just a day or two after, enjoy Labor Day. Enjoy the 3-day weekend. Have a good one. And we'll talk soon, guys. See ya.